Superkakerlake.
Wir sind hier auf der Frankfurter Musikmesse. Ich bin hier mit einem Kollegen von der Firma Buchler, der auch in der technischen Entwicklung tätig ist. Hello, Jeffrey Vallier. You are at Buchler and are involved in technical issues. Is this correct?
Yes, I'm a designer. So I am involved in the design of all the new Buchler products. And we have some new interesting stuff here at Messe. One of them being our new music easel. And Music Easel is a really interesting device because it's a recreation of what Don Buchla created back in 1973. We brought it back exactly with the same schematics and the same functionality and same form factor as the original. And it's a really unique device because it has a different paradigm in terms of the way it works and the way that you create sounds with it and how you would approach using it as in a performance, because as opposed to the traditional, we'd say East Coast style, VCF, VCA, VCO type of paradigm, the easel has a more complex way of putting sounds together, the matrices of how you connect the semi-modular structure of this is extremely flexible. And it's oriented towards performance, and it's oriented towards experimentation and what can organically come out of the experience of really playing it as an instrument. And what we really think of it as an instrument rather than a lot of people think as a modular system, as a collection of modules that you link together to make sounds, which is what you do, but the thing that's special about Buchler stuff and the easel also is that you sit there, you look at it, you don't know where you're going to go, you don't know what's coming next, and by interacting with it and the way the ergonomics are designed and the way that the modules are patched together, it's a really interesting way to create sounds, and it really inspires people to create stuff that they would not normally otherwise be able to create with another different kind of system.
Okay, if you say there's a different approach to the way of creating the sound, that means you're not based on, let's say, technical parameters like frequency and quality of a filter and these things. It's more like parameters which are connected to these things but optimized in a way that you have a musical instrument that gives you parameters which you want to use as a musician. Is this correct?
Yes, yes. And the way that the variables that you can change are designed is that, yeah, you're not given a pure square wave or a pure sine wave that you somehow filter and create a sound out of it. You want to take waveforms like this and make very complex waveforms, very complex harmonics, add them together, modulate them, and really create a new palette of sounds that really aren't easily available on some of the more traditional architectures of synthesizers.
That means there is no really extra fancy stuff inside in a way that you have very special oscillators or filters. So you have square waves and sawtooth waves, but the access to that is in a different way.
Well, yeah, and the way that the Buchler oscillators are designed, they are unique. They are a different circuitry than say a Moog or an ARP or whatever else. And but the controls that you get to modify them are very specific and unique to the Buchler paradigm, where you do wave folding, where you do cross modulation, and you flip polarities. You can do all kinds of different AM, FM balance modulation, and which these are available on some other synthesizers too. But the way that the controls are set up and the way the patch points are set up is that it just inspires you to do something a little bit different.
These different parameters are really you discovered by talking with musicians or trying by yourself and to develop a special focus on what's really is an important parameter you want to control?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this basic stuff comes from the groundwork is all Don Buchler's stuff, and he was the genius that came up with a lot of how he thought this was going to work. And the interesting thing about him is that he didn't approach it from an engineering standpoint, but although it is technical circuits that of course have to be implemented in an engineering way, but he thinks about it in ergonomic, and he thinks about kinesthetics, and he thinks about how can this be used as a performance, and it's his own unique perspective, and that's what really makes these products and this whole the Buchla way, if you, for lack of a better way to say it, that's what makes it unique.
Well, Buchla was designing synthesizers for quite a lot of years right until now, and you're talking about the special attitude paradigm, how to create these things. In which way is this a unique approach which really developed or found a strong point in creating sounds which are, let's say, unique?
Well, just the way he approached, let's start at the basics for creating harmonics. You have an oscillator, you have oscillators, and the way that he thought about having them modulate each other to add harmonics from basic waveforms rather than taking a complex wave, say like a sawtooth, and for example, the Moog way would be to use the Moog low pass filter to subtract out harmonics and get whatever the desired response is. But Don's way was totally the opposite. You add waveforms together, you modulate them, you create very, very complex harmonic structures. And then there are ways to filter that and to modify it, but that's really the core. So your oscillators are very, very important.
So it's maybe also really the possibilities you get to amplitude modulation, frequency modulation, maybe phase modulation or a wave shaper, which alters the harmonic content of an oscillator.
Yeah, correct. That's kind of the core of how this all works.
In modular synthesizers, there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of modules existing, a lot of approaches how to solve things. What do you think, or what does Buchla think, might be the way synthesizers is developing in the future? Which are the paths or directions we are looking to?
Well, we see a lot of interest in the semi-modular approach of the easel, and one of the advantages of it is that it is somewhat pre-patched in a way, so there is a known starting point, which is always nice, but it does have that modular perspective that allows you to reroute things and make new configurations and patches that normally wouldn't be in a standard, you know, the standard configuration. So what this does, it's a balance between time, effort, and you know, going back to the idea of Buchla being a performance oriented thing, sometimes you don't have that time in the middle of a performance. So the convenience of having a pre-patched starting point gives you the ability to you know, make a turn on a dime and make sound changes in real time faster than if you had a purely modular system and you'd have to repatch 20, 30 patch cables. Well, here you just flip a couple knobs, a slider, one more banana jack, boom, you're there.
I can imagine this is quite difficult to find a balance between these two goals, because performance-oriented system, of course, has to act very fast and has to deliver in almost any constellation a more or less musically usable sound. But on the other hand, a modular system gives you this vast universe of explorable sounds which haven't been heard yet.
Well, I mean, that's the challenge of the performer. You are, you know, in any system that you have, you are confined with certain parameters, and the challenge is to find to maximize and find the things that you can get out of it. Whether it be an easel, whether it be a Mini Moog, whether it be an ART 2600 or an Arturia system, they all have their strengths and their weaknesses and their limitations. And I think for the Buchla way of doing things, the way it's all set up with some pre-programmed, pre-patched things, you just have that that flexibility and that ability to start at a known point and go somewhere faster.
Thank you for the talk.
Thank you.
Ja, das war jetzt unsere Unterhaltung auf der Musikmesse 2014 mit dem Kollegen von Buchla.